Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. I'm your host, Marie Langley, and Beth Jacobson is on her way, so she will be joining us shortly. We, as you know, have created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, spirituality, and all three of those have been happening this week. If you want to get a hold of us, if you'd like to send us a comment or book a reading or give us some feedback, suggest a topic, you can reach us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And we also do a blog, divinegoddessradio@wordpress.com. We have a Facebook page, and we'd really appreciate it if you could go in and like us. We do choose one person every month from our likers, and they do receive a free 30-minute reading from Beth and I. So we'd really love it if you could go in there and like us. And if you want to reach us, you can reach me at 651-303-0555 or Beth, 651-496-4136. And we are available for group events. We are available for face-to-face readings. We are available for parties, Skype readings. If you feel that you need more of an in-depth reading than what we can offer here on air, we are available. So just go ahead and contact us. You can call us or email us. So welcome to Phone In Friday. I don't know if you remember a couple weeks ago, I indicated that with this, I was talking about the astrology and the Grand Cardinal Cross and how we were going to be in for a white-knuckle roller coaster ride. Well, let me tell you, my week has been that, and I really thought that I was going to be immune to it because it affected primarily the signs Libra, Cancer, Aries, and Capricorn, and then also Scorpio. Kind of slid in there as well. And I'm thinking, no problem, you know, I don't have any of those signs as my major sign. But I was really affected. I mean, we're talking huge relationship issues and a lot of mother issues, a lot of things coming out of the blue unexpected as far as, I don't know where this stuff came from. You're sailing along and all of a sudden something drops like a bomb in your lap. And it's just been that way. I've been trying to ease through it. I've been talking to people, trying to meditate, and it's just been, it has been a roller coaster ride. So hopefully you all are easing through it. It's supposed to be easing up today and also this weekend. So things are going to get better until we get to the solar eclipse new moon, which is happening the 28th and 29th. And if we have time later, I'll go through that and kind of read what's happening there. But it's been crazy. So we got a lot of people online, so everybody must also be feeling equally as weirded out as I have been. So I'm going to go ahead and start taking callers because I know we did this Tuesday and we ran out of time. And so I'll just start, and then when Beth gets here, she will obviously jump in and do the reading with me. So let me jump on to my first caller. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello, Marissa.
Hi, Marissa. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida. Ooh, nice. Okay. Do you have a question or a comment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to know, you know, when you see somebody come in that I'd be interested in for dating or anything.
Okay.
You know, like when I'll find somebody I'm attracted to.
Okay. All right, Marissa. Okay. The first thing I'm hearing is June or July. And at an outdoor event, and closer to, like, I'm seeing beach and water, so an event around that area.
Wow.
Yeah. And let's see. What else am I getting? Do you have a past relationship that you think you're over, but there's like a little piece of it still hanging on?
Not really. I haven't really had any really relationships.
Okay. Because I'm feeling, what I'm hearing is that there's someone from your past that is, there's, I can kind of see a little hook in you. So someone that maybe you might have, you know, tried to have a relationship with, but it didn't go anywhere, but that person still kind of has a cord attached. Do you know much about cords?
Yeah. Wait, they have an attachment or I do?
Yes.
I'm kind of over everybody I've done that with.
They have an attachment.
Really?
Yeah. It's just it's a little one. It's a little hook in you. So if you just want to go in and work on cutting whatever cords are left from anyone or any situation, just go in there and cut
them. You know when this was or when this will be? Or
you mean when the cord was attached? I'm hearing it was over a year ago. It was over a year ago.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not interested in that person. I don't think they're interested in me either.
No, but it doesn't matter. We still, anytime we come across a person and we do make a connection, we always get a cord always attaches. We have millions of cords that are attached to people that, even on a daily basis, you know, those etheric cords are there. So whether or not you or he have this connection, there's still that little piece of hook that he still has in you, and you just need to clear it. So just go through a meditation.
So you're saying nobody's coming in before the summer?
Correct. June or July. I mean, that's only a month away. So a month or two away.
That's not the problem. The problem is it's Mercury retrograde then.
Oh. Well, but you know.
That's what I'm saying. So that that will be another dud.
Well, but it's also how you look at Mercury retrograde. It's how you ease through it. It's how you.
Well, if it's Mercury retrograde, if it's usually someone from the past comes in, then it will work. But if it's a new person.
Not necessarily. How do you know that? I mean, remember, Mercury retrograde is all about so you could be just renewing your love life during retrograde. It doesn't necessarily have to be somebody from the past. You are renewing, you are redoing, and you are re-energizing your love life during that time. If you look at it that way.
Is there anything about this person that I know? Or
I'm hearing it's a new person. You don't know this person. So just work on, you know, you've got about a month or so. Just work on getting rid of any old cords that you might have. This is a perfect time for that. Just releasing anything new, because we're getting rid of old and we're creating new and moving forward. So anything that you have from your past, whether it's on a conscious or subconscious level, just cut it and let it go. Because it may not, you know, it's not coming from you, it's coming from the other person, and you want to clear completely your whole field.
Well, a person like a year ago, I knew like 10 years ago, and he's the same way as he was, and there was actually nothing to go by, you know, but that's all that there was.
Yeah, but you still have to just clear that one little hook that's in there from him. Just get it out. Just get it off of you and be done with it. Just clear it out.
Oh, I was, because when we got together, I knew right, you know, there was no effort, you know. He was kind of a cheapskate, and he didn't put effort, you know.
Right, right. Yep, so that's all you have to do, and then, you know, make yourself fully clear and ready to receive the next person.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it, because it's been
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Have a fabulous weekend.
Okay, thanks, you too.
Yep, thank you. All right, bye-bye. Okay, so let me grab the next caller in queue here. I know the numbers keep dropping, so All right. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. My name
sure.
is Tiffany.
Go ahead, Tiffany.
Yes, hi, yes.
Hi.
My question is basically I'm open to see what you see coming, you know, in the next month or so, or what you see coming up for me.
Okay. Next month for Tiffany. Well, the first word I heard was relocation. Are you looking at moving or anything?
No, not really. I just signed another lease, so I'm here
okay.
until March of 2015.
Okay.
Unless
okay,
you feel
you
someone's
going to
be moving in with me.
Well, relocation could be, I'm trying to get clarification of what they mean. Are you looking for a new job?
I do currently have a permanent job that I don't plan on leaving. I did
okay.
put some applications in back in January.
Okay.
And nothing really came out of it, and then I just stopped because I wasn't going to get myself into a frenzy where, you know, I'm putting in applications, getting my hopes up, and then I don't get a phone call because I fell into, like, a deep depression. So I just said, nope, if it's meant to be to have a job, it will come about. I'm not going to go down this road because I have enough money coming in with the first job, so I'm okay.
Sure.
I just wanted a second job just, you know, just to meet new people and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, because relocation's still coming through pretty strong.
Do you feel like someone's going to move in here with me?
Well, that's a possibility for relocation. Do you have a younger person that maybe lives in another state who would be coming back home?
No.
Okay.
I do have an on-again, off-again boyfriend that seesaws back and forth.
Yeah, no. I'm not feeling that it's a romantic partner.
Okay.
I'm feeling more of a, almost like a college-age person.
Nope, I don't have any of that.
Are you looking for a roommate?
No, I'm not. The only person that I probably would allow to move in here would be my boyfriend.
Okay. Yeah, and that I'm not picking up.
Okay.
Interesting. I mean, they're just getting louder and louder. Relocate. So let me go in and ask what they're trying to tell me.
I mean, I don't know if my boyfriend's going to decide to get a place together and maybe me and him both find a place and get out of here. I don't know.
No, they're saying no to that for the time being is what they're saying. No to that for the time being.
Because I'm to the point where, you know, I'm not going to invest no more into this relationship unless this man is willing to take the next step, and I don't need to have that discussion with him. He should know that. So I've been backing off away from that.
Okay. Well, they're not giving me any further clarification. All they're saying is relocate.
Okay.
let's see. I think Beth just clicked in.
I'm here.
Okay, this is Tiffany's on the line.
Okay.
And she's
yes.
wanting to know what we can pick up for the next month. I'm picking up a very strong relocate. And she's, you know, her significant other, I'm not getting that he would be moving in. And she's, you know, she said they may down the line get a place together. But I also heard that's not going to be for right now. So I don't know if you're picking up, but I just keep hearing relocate.
Yeah, I'm hearing
right,
moving.
And I just
go ahead.
And I just signed another lease, so legally I'm stuck here until March of 2015 unless I give my landlady $15,000 because that's on the lease. If you leave, then she would need $15,000. Yeah, because that's how much my rent is. The rent's very expensive, so I have a house. So you know, there's no way I'm moving and paying her $15,000. Mm-hmm. So I have to stay here.
What are you?
So,
well, I'm here. You're moving, but it doesn't necessarily mean on a physical, like physically to a new location. But
okay.
It's you're moving. It's moving mentally and emotionally. It's letting go of, I'm hearing old ties, and I'm hearing that you know what they are. So there's been this past, I'm hearing the past 2 weeks, there's been a lot of old internal dialogues, old stories that have been coming up for you. So you're finally at a point that you're ready to release them. You're ready to let them go.
Oh, I have gotten rid of three different so-called friends that showed their true colors, and I deleted those three.
Yep.
But they weren't romantic partners. They were so-called Christian friends that, you know, they're not Christian just by the way their actions and stuff. And I have eliminated three different people out. So that's it. The door's closed with them. But I'm still having issues with this seesaw on-again, off-again situation with this man. You know, I have backed off. I give zero energy to him. I usually think, okay, that's going to shut the door. No, it doesn't. He'll text me.
Well, here's where I think Marie is picking up that she sees you relocating. It's not an actual physically, like you're moving to a new location. Your house, it's your internal house, and every area of our body represents different rooms of a house. Like when we dream about houses, it is telling us where in our internal selves that we need to go work on. Like the bedroom represents something. So it's like you're doing a lot of work within the heart area, which is your main area. That would be your living room space. And you're doing massive cleanup. And so that's where I think, I'm not speaking for me.
I'm laughing because my guys are all standing around clapping, and in my head I'm going, and you couldn't give me any more than relocate.
But get this, here's the thing, how significant, how symbolic is. You said 15,000, correct?
Yes.
And get this. So it's if you only knew how this is major signs that are coming for you. You're going through this process. It's going to be for the rest of this month. It might go into a little bit of May, no more than the first 2 weeks of May, though. But it will be an easy ride if you choose for it to be an easy ride. It's letting go of old ties. But 15, you add, if you do numerology, it's 1 plus 5 is 6. That's all about teaching, and that's where you're at right now. You're looking at what is it that you got from all the friends. And you said it just right. You're using the right terminology. I'm not putting any energy into it, but I'm letting go of old friends who presented themselves one way. So you're getting it. Even though you may not think you're getting it on a very deep level. You are literally
now
cleaning your house out. You're cleaning your house out.
Absolutely. And I was told in the past, though, that this on-again, off-again man would finally make a firm decision and come and live here in July and start a more secure relationship.
I'm not hearing no to it, but there's still some, it feels like there's some heart stuff that he's doing with himself. He has some mother issues that he has to work on.
His mom died a couple years ago of cancer, and my mom just died 2 months of cancer.
Oh, so he's finishing up some stuff. He's looking at the couldas, shouldas, and the wouldas, which we know. That's why it's living in each moment and saying what we need to say to each person, you know, no matter what, on the scale of the big picture. We so get caught up in the minute little things that don't matter. And right now, that's what he's going to – and he'll end up figuring this out. It's over. It's done with. I know that she knows that if things were differently, I would have done some things differently. But there's no point in having any form of regret. That's a message that you can give to him. There's no point in him regretting. She knows. She knows. She sees him.
Right.
She talks with him. He may not be on a conscious level aware of it, but he's very, she's very, very aware of it. But he needs to let it go. Let it go. It's done. Because he's wishing he was there for her more. He was wishing that he was there for her more. But it is what it is. But he learned from it. Now to move forward from it. And I'm hearing he just has that little bit of work to do, and then he'll be able to move on to the next step and be able to be there fully for you. That's what I'm getting.
Right,
so
yeah,
now
because
remember,
I'm to the point, you know, We've been on again, off again for almost 2 years, and I'm just tired of him coming over here whenever, or let's go get an ice cream cone. I'm ready to let's live together and start building a life.
Exactly.
And if you don't want to do that, then I cannot keep putting energy into this.
That's part of you doing some deep house cleaning, isn't it? You're setting up really healthy boundaries, saying, I no longer want this, and this is what I do want. And that's really empowering when you're going to be able to have that conversation with them, saying, this is what I'm looking for, and if you're not able to do it, then you know what? Then you decide if you're going to be acquaintances, if it's going to be friends. You get to redefine it. But it's you coming in. This is part of this house cleaning that you're doing. It's literally internal house cleaning. You're going to be finding out the people that are going to be leaving your life. And that's a good thing.
Yes.
That's a good thing. Season, reasons, and lifetime. That's the reason people are with us. Seasons, reasons, and lifetimes.
Yeah. And to the end of the – and right now with all this astrological stuff going on, to the end of the month, it's all – there's a lot of mother stuff
coming up. Big.
Huge mother relationships. It's karma with mother. It's old belief systems. So there's a lot of people working through that right now, and all those issues related to mother are coming up.
Right, because I just look at it as I don't want to keep putting money into an automobile that still isn't on the highway and going. That's what I feel like I'm doing. Okay, let me go repair this part. Well, it's still not starting. Okay, let me go put some more money in. Okay, so I've been doing that 2 years, and the automobile is still not on the road, and I can't drive it, and I can't go places. So I'm to the point like, okay, well, I can't put no more money into the relationship, sort of like the automobile. So if it doesn't, you know, get running, then that's it. There's nothing more I can do.
So you can also look at it as, with a different frame of mind, like shift out of that mindset now. And you've done a lot of remodeling with that car, you know, you've done some fixer-uppers, bumpers and all that.
Right.
And now you're at a point in your life right now going...
Relocated
am I going to go and get a brand new car, or am I going to stay with the used car knowing that I'm going to have to invest in that car some more? So, but that's your own personal decision. But we do have a long list of people who are waiting for their call, and we appreciate you calling in, and good luck on your relationship.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's grab our next caller. Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. You're speaking to Audrey. How are you today?
Hello, Audrey. Do you have a question or a comment?
I do. I am eagerly looking for a new job, and I'd like to know if there's something on the horizon for me in the next couple of months, please.
Yes, there is. I'm hearing something's going to happen in three, so I don't know if you're going to get something in between there, but within 3 months, I don't know if it's something that you've already applied for. But there's going to be something that's going to come in and tide you over, and then in 3 months is a job that you're going to be very happy with, and I'm going in and asking, so what is this job, so I can see what it is.
Do you do anything related to communication?
Well, I've been in sales for many years and in management, and so I'm always talking to people and dealing with people.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm hearing it's going to be related to some kind of something to do with communication, not necessarily sales, but more like in a management position.
It's going to be something new that you haven't done yet. There's going to be a twist to it, and that's what you're going to find very enjoyable.
Yeah, you know, I am looking for something different. I don't want to do what I've done for so many years. I want that twist.
Yep.
May I ask? How do you see me connecting with this position? The Internet has not been that friendly, so I haven't gotten anywhere with the Internet. Is that the means of finding it?
I'm hearing networking. That's the first thing I heard.
That's what I'm hearing, too. But it's a very open gamut, too. You can network during Facebook time with different groups that are out there. I don't know if you have meetup groups. I'm hearing meetup, but there's groups out there like in our area, there's meetup groups for anything. It's M-E-E-T up, isn't it? Meetup? Yeah, meetup groups.
Do you have BNI groups?
Oh, perfect.
No.
Okay, I would investigate BNI. Those are like they're groups that different business people get together with, and you kind of, you know, they always have a group of people who all have one specific talent, so to speak, and then they're like a networking referral group. So if you go to a group meeting or you know someone who's in a BNI group, they tend to have other contacts for people who are looking for employment or people, you know, for people to hire.
Yep, it's networking groups are very big for you. BNI. In your area.
Right.
Okay. And you definitely feel 3 months, it's not 3 weeks.
Well, let me go in and double check. Is it 3 months?
I'm hearing July, so...
Okay. Well, that's my birthday.
I'm hearing. But there's going to be something just to help you tide you over. So I don't know if it's going to be like a friend who's going to come in and ask you, hey, do you want to help out and make a little bit of money here just for some cash flow coming in? But it's going to be 3 months, and it's going to be a job that it's something you're familiar with, but there's a twist to it. They're not saying what the twist is, but you're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it. So, and just to breathe through it and know – you know, to get through for the next 3 months. A lot of people are in that, in those shoes right now. So, but you have positive energy, stay in that positive flow, trust that it's coming to you, get out and do your networking. Facebook is fabulous too. Instagram, I mean, we have so many different ways that we can put ourselves out there.
Manifest too.
Manifest.
Is big for you.
Oh, you know what? And Monday's the new moon, and it's supposed to be a powerful moon.
Yeah, it's a solar eclipse.
Oh, the solar eclipse, too. So write down your intentions of what it is you want to manifest. Be very clear what you want to manifest.
Okay. Yeah, sounds very encouraging. I want to get excited about something. I just don't want to take anything. I want to get excited about it. And it seems that this might be something I can get excited about.
Exactly.
So, great.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yep.
Hey.
Well, good luck to you. You're welcome.
Thank
have
you
a great
both.
Weekend.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, grab our next caller. Hello, hello, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Brittany.
Brittany?
Yes.
Hi, Brittany. Do you have a question or a comment?
I do have a question. I am really excited about my career. I'm just trusting, like, the last person. I was presented with an opportunity that I decided not to go with because I didn't think it was in my highest, best interest. And I wanted to know what you guys see around career coming up for me.
For the career for Brittany.
Well, first thing I heard was job is coming. Job is coming.
I'm hearing flying high, but I'm asking, okay, are we talking literally she's going to be flying somewhere for a job interview? Or are you talking your spirits are soaring, keep it up, and it's coming for you?
I'm hearing two.
2 weeks? 2 months?
Mm. 2 weeks for initial contact, 2 months for final.
And then, because I'm going in and asking, and it feels like you will possibly be going somewhere to where you're going to be going on an interview, to where there's going to be an actual physical flight. So I'm seeing airplane, and airplane can represent many different things to me. And I'm asking your guides, and they're going, no, she'll be going, you'll be going somewhere for it. I'm trying to ask. They're not giving me a state, though. I'm not getting a state. But it's going to be...
I'm hearing short flight, though.
Oh, short flight.
I'm hearing short flight.
Okay, short flight. Yeah. But, and this is interesting. I've never heard this before. Very lucrative. I'm assuming lucrative means money. So that means you're doing your work and that you're trusting, and you're going to love. You're going to love what it is that you do. you're very clear on what it is that you want. You're very clear on what it is that you want. So I'm hearing keep up with it because I'm seeing you in alignment. And that means you're like in alignment with source, or you're following that your intuitive thoughts, feelings, and to continue doing that. Because there's a part of you, there's the ego part of you that will come up and go, but stay with that. You already knew that this last job was not for your highest and best good. So it's going with that intuitiveness. And
are you, okay, this is going to sound weird, but have you applied for a job in San Francisco?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because I'm seeing the Golden Gate Bridge for some unknown reason, and I don't know where you are. I don't know if
oh,
that would be a short
is that a
flight.
Is that a short flight for you?
Yeah, it's a very short flight for me.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the Golden Gate Bridge, and I'm seeing the bay, San Francisco. So
yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Does it have anything to do with creativity?
Does it have to do with what? I'm sorry?
Creativity.
Oh, creativity?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm hearing yes. I'm hearing yes. Yes. And it also has to do with, I'm hearing job, creativity and job. So you'll get both of it. You'll get both of it. You'll have a very creative part in the job that you do.
Have you worked for an ad agency before?
No. No.
Okay.
I'm hearing that symbolic. So what
okay.
does ad and
advertisement?
Advertisement.
Oh, that's creativity.
Oh, that would be creativity. Okay.
Well, I've been in commercials before.
That is so bizarre. I was literally going to ask you about commercials.
Okay.
Okay. Look for something, I guess, in the San Francisco area.
Yes. Yes. I'm seeing two
cool.
thumbs up with that. So that's where you want to focus is the San Francisco area.
Yeah, you guys
yes.
are awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, good luck to you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Interesting.
That was a good one. Well, I would love to be getting news like that. Let me show you.
You and me both. Okay. Come on. I'm trying to put, oh, there she is. I'm like, she doesn't want to let her go.
Okay. Oh, the one that we just had?
Yeah. All right, let's put this caller on. Come in. Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Kima.
Hi, Kima. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. Okay. I had a childhood friend. She kind of ran across my mind the other day here, and I was just kind of wondering, could she tell? Is she okay? And you know, because I don't remember her last name, and I know for sure since then her people have moved away. So I'm kind of wondering, you know, what's going on between
her. Do you have a first
her.
Name that we have?
Oh, Gina. Gina. She's
Gina,
light-skinned
okay.
with long hair. What the last time I seen her, at least.
Okay.
Gina. Yeah, I'm hearing she yes, and that she's married.
Yeah? She's okay? Okay. Because
yeah.
I was kind of wondering why she came across my mind. I was like, oh, she's all right.
When people come into our mind, it's because we're thinking about each other, and that's when it's like... I'm hearing to rekindle the friendship, so you can find out a lot on, look up on Facebook and see if you can find her, and just see, a lot of people will go by their maiden name still, and if you
yeah,
have a way
have
to
her
another...
first name. I don't know
oh,
how to...
Never...
And then when I knew her, she was living with her aunt, not with her mother, so I know for... Well, I don't know for sure, but they probably don't have the, you know... I don't even know if that was really her aunt. I think... She was homeless or something. She was just living with the lady. But she called her aunt. So I knew because it was a lot of different things going on in her life at that point. So I was just kind of wondering, you know.
Yeah, she's okay, but she's going through, like, what all of us are doing right now, clearing out the heart stuff, you know, reevaluating things, looking at friendships, looking at relationships, She's doing a lot of massive clearing out. And that's just your guides tuned in with that's where she's at right now. It doesn't mean she's thinking about you on a continuous basis as you, her. But that's usually like when we are told, like let's say Marie. If I'm thinking about Marie a lot, that means Marie's going through something right now. And I'll call her up and say, hey, how you doing? Oh, God, it's been a hit. You know, and that's, so it's tuned up. And so if you don't have access for that, what you can do is just go into your heart and just radiate, you know, unconditional love out to her so that she has ease and grace for whatever she's going through. She'll make it. She'll make it through. It's
I
nothing
know she will.
She's not
I was
ill.
Just
she's
kinda
not
wondering.
Sick.
Yep. I hope everything is okay.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Positive thoughts.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. You have a blessed day.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a great
weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So I'm going to take this call. Hi. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. It's Katie from St. Peter.
Hi,
Katie.
Katie
from St. Peter.
How are you doing, Katie?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Do you have a question or a comment?
I know she has a birthday question. Oh, does she?
Yeah. I tried to call on Tuesday because it was my birthday on Tuesday.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
We had issues that night.
I had issues too. But I don't know. I just kind of want, like, I don't know, just what's going on, what's out there for me is kind of all I was wondering. I didn't have a specific question.
Are you looking to, I'm hearing there's a lot of endings, a lot of closure to some relationships, and there's a part of you that doesn't want to have to look at it any deeper, but this is your opportunity to reevaluate the pros and the cons, and it feels like a very significant one. I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm hearing marriage, the marriage.
Okay.
So it's reevaluating that stuff right now. And, ooh, and I'm sorry because I'm feeling a lot of anxiety with you. But it's, you know, just shift through it, Katie, because it's something that has to be reevaluated and looked at because it's all about redefining boundaries and everything and really living from your heart. And Marie and I and no one else can sit here and tell anybody how anybody feels. But sometimes we think it's one thing when the reality is we're holding on to something that we need to look at whether or not, now I'm not telling you by any means whether or not you need to let it go because that needs to be your own free will, your choice, but it's I'm hearing that you need to really look at it at a much deeper level than what you are.
Okay. Yeah, well, that
to,
really...
In order to obtain and to gain that true happiness, So it might be to where a lot of stuff is coming right at you going, oh, God, it's right in my face. I can't ignore it. I got to look at it.
Right.
The universe is presenting that to you right now. I don't know what Marie is getting, so let's see if she picks up anything.
The first thing I heard was marriage, too. But then are you looking for work? Because I'm hearing that work is really...
I was just looking on the Internet before I called you guys for jobs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's what came up for me, that work, and that is a really important part of your decision making that you're going through.
Yes.
Because I'm hearing the word security, making sure you have security.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the time of the year where we're all examining everything.
Yeah.
I mean, everything in regards to relationships is being kind of thrown in our face. Some of us haven't had any choice. We've just been bumping everything as, you know, hunky-dory, and all of a sudden, bam, we've been slammed. So, use these energies right now really to your advantage. Beth's laughing at me because she knows I've been in a ball for 2 days crying my eyes out. So, try to use them to your advantage because they're bringing – it's everything is being brought up for a reason.
Okay.
And it's nothing to be scared of, Katie.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of it.
Okay. So what do you see, like, for the job? Do you see anything coming up? Or, like, I just don't know where to start. It's been so long, like, 6 years since I've had a job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing something to do with kids. do something with kids. And even though you're going, damn, I got my own two kids, it's like you love kids. Kids love you. So stay with what it is that you know. So it might be a daycare.
I'm hearing daycares. Do something related to daycare.
Yeah.
I was actually the other day I was thinking, God, I should just start a daycare. Like
well,
my own.
Think about it. Think about it. Seriously, you have a house, something to really think about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Look into it, see what it all entails.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Be enthusiastic about it. Well, thank you for calling in, Katie, and have a great weekend.
I'm glad I got through this time.
Yay. Bye-bye.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye-bye. All right, so let's grab our next person in line. Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
How you doing?
Hi.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Okay.
Okay, so I've been kind of having a relationship with someone for about 4 months, and I want to know where you feel like it's going.
Well,
are you having issues with your relationship right now?
I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to like what Marie and I, because we were just mouthing to each other, going, God, do we tell her? It's like, we're, again, now, it has to be for you, Will. We're just giving whatever you choose to do, but we're giving you what it is. Is it for your highest and best good? I'm hearing no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Marie picked up that.
I heard, the first thing I heard was nowhere.
Yeah.
So that's what I was like, ooh.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm hearing that you kind of, you know that already in your heart.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, you know that, and you know, as we were saying before, people come into your life for a reason.
Season, reason, lifetime.
Right. So look at this relationship and say, okay, it's not, you know, it's not my heart's desire. It's not going where I wanted to, but
so
what did I learn? Yeah, what did I learn from it?
Yep.
That I can take to my next relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think from this one you can go, okay, I know what I want, and I know what I
right.
don't want, and I know what I will not put up with.
Yes.
And you've set your boundary, so to speak, and you've set your intent for what you want in the future.
And it feels
right
now, with your energy, it feels right now, because I felt your heart drop right there. So I'm feeling like, there's a part of you that's really, really wanting to be in a relationship. Many of us do. Many of us do. But it's not just settling, and it's going for your heart's desire. And a lot of us are finding out, oh, my God, and I'm not sitting here saying that this is what it is right now, but it's really examining what kind of a relationship do you want. Do you want one where it's an equal partnership? I mean, we all have different ideas for relationships. We all have a different idea for what is healthy in a relationship. Do you want a communicator?
Yeah.
Do you want somebody who is a phenomenal listener? So on that note, like I want a partner who is completely balanced and aligned. Well, before I can attract that, do you think I have to be able to mirror that right back to that person? So it's like there's a lot of us that are working on that right now. And I'm hearing that you're a little more brighter and lighter than the individual that you're in with right now. So if you're to stay in the relationship, it's not going to go to where you're going because they're not ready to let go of a lot of stuff yet. And they have a lot of work. You can hang out and see if they're going to go through it, but in the end, you're not going to end up being satisfied with it. But that's an individual choice.
And you know what, Lisa, while Beth was talking, I'm looking out the window, and a little baby robin all of a sudden just flew in front of the window. You know, and robins are about new beginnings, so I thought that was, I just kind of went, where'd you come from?
They're new beginnings and joy, so this relationship does not bring you joy, so don't sit here and go, but if I give them more opportunities.
Yeah, no, I'm open to meeting someone else that I feel a connection to. It's just so weird because felt such a strong connection to this person. I mean, I know we've all been through it, and I really thought that he felt the same as I did. And I mean, I still think he does have a feeling like that with me, but he just isn't ready because he just went through he went through like a very long relationship, and then the girl he was with decided that she was more interested in being with a woman than him, and she broke up with him. Mm-hmm. So he's nursing a big wound on that.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And that can be, you know, that can be a big bruise to a male ego, you know.
Yeah,
you know, and
exactly.
It's like it has nothing to do with you, but how safe it was for her to be able to work that out with him, you know, but he's not there going, oh, wasn't that lovely? You know, it's just like, but unfortunately that affects your relationship, and your connection could have been, because it feels like he could have been part of your soul group, but that doesn't mean that we're to stay in relationships with, you know, it's on that level. That's where the, oh, no, I'm hearing it was a past lifetime. It was not a soul group.
And I get confused because we'll have periods of like where maybe he says something that hurts my feelings, and then I get upset, and then we step, and I'll tell him. I believe in telling somebody that they hurt you, not hold. Like some people don't tell another person, like, but I'm all about saying, look, that hurt me, just because. If you don't tell somebody they hurt you, how the heck are they going to know? They're never going to know.
Exactly. So, I hear you.
So I tell him throughout the last 4 months, like, we first met, and he was like, I'm just in a place in my life, you know, where I'm looking to play the field. And I was like, that really hurt me. But, I mean, I was glad he was honest.
Yes.
And then another month, we were talking every day for a few hours, and then just a lot of mixed, very mixed messages, like, you know, kind of showing up like my boyfriend, but then saying in other things like, you know, pushing me away yet pulling me towards him.
Yeah.
And then we went through a period where he started to completely almost ignore me, and then he came back recently and spent some time with me, and then we got close, but we're just emotionally going through something, and so I get confused. You know, there's a lot of confusion for me because I'm like, wait, you know, what's going on here? Like, are we, aren't we? You know, and he doesn't know himself. So I kind of did a bold thing the other day. I unfriended him on Facebook because I just couldn't take all the back and forth and the push and the pull. So I, you know, even though I didn't really want to do that, I kind of put my foot down in my own way of saying, you know what?
Good for you.
It doesn't feel good for me. It feels sad. It feels like I felt profoundly sad, and I grieved for days after I did it. And I thought to myself, wow, did I make a mistake? You know?
No. You didn't. Because you have such a big heart, Lisa. You have such a big heart. You are a bright light. Doesn't mean he's not a bright light. He's not a bright light yet. He still has stuff to work on. But he's got to let go of that old relationship before anything can go on. And so the thing is, you part your ways. Again, if you make that decision, he chooses whether or not he's going to stay in those old thoughts, feelings, and emotions and carry him into the next relationship. But you have to know that you're worthy and deserving of having the best that can be out there. Get what it is that you're putting into a relationship. Believe it or not, he's shifting because you're showing him. You are showing him on some level, but again, you can sit here and stay in it, but you're not going to get what it is that you're wanting from there. That's what I'm hearing. Your guides are being very adamant and very blunt. You're not going to get what it is that you're looking for. So,
right. I agree. That's why I did.
You know,
when
you're an adult, he's an adult. You can amicably end it, and if you choose to be, a good friendship could develop out of this, and then you would be able to, I'm not saying that's how it's going to end, but, you know, relationships can go different ways. It might be to where you part your ways from him, and he shifts gears going, oh, my God, this is the best thing, and that's enough to shift him. It's not saying that that's not possible, but we can't predict human behavior. That's the thing. If I could, by God, let me tell you, I'd be queen for a day. The things that I could be telling people right now, but it's like,
there's a part of me. I agree, but there is a part of me that's just hoping that this dramatic separation will make him say to himself, wow, you know, I'm going to lose this person, and I don't want to. But, you know, that's fantasy world, obviously. It's not probably going to really happen. But, you know,
anything's possible. Meanwhile, live your life. Move on, live your life. And if it's meant to be, it will stay. And that which isn't is going to break away.
Do you guys think that he'll be trying to come back to me pretty soon, like in a month, like he usually does? Or was this unplanned?
I'm here. Honestly, I just heard no. I heard no. But again,
okay,
there's massive energy stuff going on. Anybody can shift that fast. So what I just said a minute ago could be irrelevant for the future. So it's like it doesn't feel like it just because where he's at right now.
Okay, thank you. I'm getting a work call. Thank you so much, ladies.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's get her back on hold.
Are those people that are waiting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so let's grab.
Thank you for being patient, everybody who's listening. We will get to you.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Lynette.
Hello, Lynette. How are you doing?
Good. How are you both?
Very good. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Okay.
I have two applications out for a budget analyst within the federal government, and I wanted to see if you guys see me getting either one of those positions.
Well, what I'm seeing right now, it's very heavy energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very heavy energy. I'm actually hearing and seeing the word N-O. No. But it's not because of you. It's because of stuff that's going on behind the scenes right now with
I'm hearing the government.
With the government. And technically, seriously, I don't know if that's the place that you want to be. I'm seeing you as this light that's going into a space that I don't know if that would be the best place for you to be, but right now I'm hearing no. So when I'm seeing that, and they're very adamant on that, your guides are really playing a part in that's not where she's going. She needs to go elsewhere. I'm hearing no, so I don't know. Are you picking up anything else for her, Marie?
Well, I just heard that the job itself is okay, but the government, there's an issue with the government will hold you up. So if you can apply for that same type of position somewhere outside of the government, like in a private sector, then that would be better for you because the energy is really heavy when you said government.
Is this a position that you have a lot of experience with, so this is your comfort level?
Yeah.
Because what I'm seeing, I'm getting different than what Marie, again, decipher and discern for yourself what rings true for you. So that's going to be from your heart going, okay, does it really mean no? I'm hearing and I'm seeing your guides going like this around your neck to where they're like, cut it off. That means it's like what they're saying is no, something new is going to be coming in, that you're going into a new direction. But I've been asking in my head going, oh, so what, then what direction is she supposed to be going in? But I'm hearing it's time for newness, time for change. So I don't know if it's literally going to be career, if it's just your whole life is going to be shifting. And shifting is always a good thing because we're this is how we're going for growth. Change is good. Yeah, I'm hearing you're going to be opening up and you're going to be going down a different career path. Are you in a position right now to where you're going, oh, my God, I need a job right now? Are you in a position for that right now to where that's what you're needing?
Yeah, I'm a contractor, and this contract is slated to end the end of September. So
I'm asking her, what else should she be doing? For
I'm confused.
No matter what I say.
But I'm also hearing by end of September they're saying don't worry, you'll have something on your plate by then to follow immediately.
I think from what I'm getting out of what I'm seeing is that you're going to be going through some shifting. You're going to be reevaluating some stuff and really evaluating whether or not you're really enjoying what it is that you do. You could say it to us right now, but really getting to the heart of it if it's what you want to really continue to do. But it feels like you're going to be shifting into what your heart's desire is. And your heart's desire, because now I'm seeing an angel going, that is not her heart's desire. It's a comfort thing because you've been doing it for, you know, you've been doing it for quite some time. So just keep an open mind on that. We're not saying you can't do it, but this one that you're looking for isn't going to be working out for you. Again, it doesn't mean that you can't apply for other similar jobs that are like that, but if you're seeing that they're not working out, take that as the symbol. This is, you're going through a transition. You're going to be shifting into something else. Keep an open mind, and that's where many people are. We're in that same thing of what it is that you're going through, because we as a society have never lived from our heart before. Mm-hmm. So what is our heart's desire? Are we just doing a job just to be doing it, or are we doing what trips our trigger, you know?
So my spirit guides are stepping in and trying to get me to go into a different direction. But really? Is that different from what I've done or just different from where I've been applying?
I'm here. What do you...
Well, I picked up from where you're applying. I think Beth's picking up something different.
I'm hearing it. It's both. Again, it's not saying that...
You know, sometimes you might apply for something that you think is what you're doing now, but you could get in and the job focus could change.
Yes, yes.
So
that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yes. So keep an open mind to that. Keep an open mind to that.
Okay.
It just doesn't
now,
feel like you're
going to
be doing government
out.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. It just doesn't feel you're doing government stuff.
Yeah, the government's too heavy.
Yes, it's a very heavy, heavy energy.
Okay. All right.
And I know you're not liking that answer.
I'm not, because I'm still confused on, you know, if these doors aren't going to open, then I'm not seeing any other signs of other doors or other pathways that I need to go down. And I've asked for signs, and I'm being patient.
Again, look in the private sector. You know, look at something outside of a government job, but keep, as Beth said, keep your mind open.
Yes.
Because you might... There might be something that's similar to what you're doing now, but yet has a different...
It might have a different title.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might be a little bit different activity, and it's definitely going to be in a different situation.
So where you're going to use the skills that you have already, but then there will be a different focus on this job, particular job.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Well, good luck to you, and thank you for calling me in.
Yep, thank you. Have a great weekend. Okay,
you too.
Bye-bye. Okay, so let's see who our next person is. Okay. Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hello, my name's Dee, and I'm calling from Maine.
Hello, Dee. What is your question?
My question is, do you see me staying where I am, or will I have an opportunity to relocate?
She's going to stay where she's at, or she's going to relocate.
I'm hearing stay.
And you know what? I'm hearing relocate. That's interesting. I'm hearing relocating. Do you live by an ocean right now?
No, actually, I live right in, I'm up way up in northern Maine. I'm not near the ocean at all.
Well, they're showing me crabs. So I'm hearing you're going to be moving towards water. Oh, yeah, they're very specific.
Okay, well, I'm hearing stay for the time being, so.
Okay. I want
to live near the ocean. I do.
Yeah.
I
I'm hearing before winter.
Online.
Before winter.
Okay.
Before winter.
So
really?
Okay. So that makes sense. Stay for the time being, meaning you're not going to be moving tomorrow.
Because I was just looking today all over a coastal area. Still pretty far up north, but I do want to be near the coast.
Yes. Yeah. And that's exactly where I feel. And the more you're talking about it, the more... the lighter and brighter it becomes. And I'm just seeing crabs right there, seriously, crabs and lobsters, and it's coming in an animated form for me.
But what my guys are saying is that it is important that you stay there for the time being because there's a reason. And you'll know that reason shortly.
Okay, because I'm going to go crazy here. It's so isolated.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But they're just saying, they're really adamant, stay there for the time being, because, and you will know why.
Okay, well, I couldn't go yet anyway. There's a, you know, financially, I couldn't leave right now.
Mhm. Mhm. Yep. You're definitely. I'm hearing by winter. I keep hearing by winter, you'll be moving and you'll be very happy. And I see a small little space that you're going to be living in, but a lot of freedom. It looks like a white house. So I don't know if you're going to be renting it. I don't know if you're going to be owning it. But I see it's a little house, and then you're going to have access, and you're going to have this beautiful scenery outside. So it'll be very interesting to see. And I'm hearing no worries, no worries, no worries. So when I hear it three times, it's your guys going, just no worries. So just like Marie said, right now you're staying put and you're going to gain more clarity. There will be no clarity until this month is over with. Just trust that you'll have better clarity and where it is that you're specifically going to be going.
Yeah, and there is a reason why you have to be there right now. So
yes.
Yes,
and it might be a person that you're going to encounter, and that's going to be the person that's going to say, hey, let's get up and let's move. So just be open to people who are coming into your life. People who are coming into your life.
Okay.
You never know what they're going to do. And if you could just go
with
the mindset of
so
season.
I feel so stuck here.
Oh, I know.
I feel so stuck here.
I've been stuck before, let me tell you. I lived in a small little space, but I'm going, lordy, lordy, lordy. But, man, did I get the greatest life lessons there. I did major growth there.
The house is pretty big that I'm in, and the property's pretty big, but it's isolated, and I feel stuck, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep. But you will be, there will be movement, moving, you know, like
good.
I said, come winter, before winter. So just keep an open mind on situations that are being presented to you and keep an open mind on it and look at it as opportunities for, you know, personal growth, spiritual growth. You know, and even I'm even hearing financial growth. So be open to the people that you're going to be meeting because there's going to be opportunities coming to you. So opportunities can mean many, many different things. But good luck to you.
I don't want to be here one more winter. I don't want to do this one more winter.
That's right. That's right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bogie. Bye.
Okay. Let's grab next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Lucy, and I would like to know if you see anything coming up for me in any area of my life. Would be great.
Any area of your life. Well, your guides are laughing, and they're going, is there anything coming up for any area of her life? They're going, wow, that's a big open-ended question. Lots of growth that you have been through. They're very proud of the work that you're doing internally, spiritually. You're looking at things differently than what you have in the past. So you're getting it. And I don't know where you are on your spiritual journey right now, but I don't know if you're currently going through it. It could be to where you're going to be coming into it. You're going to have a lot more spiritual encounters. Do you get what I mean by that when I say that? There's going to be a lot more light beings that you're going to have connections with, and it feels like it will be in dream state, and it can be during meditations. You're ready for the next level. There are many people, there are many beings that work with us. We don't just go through life on our own. There's many who guide us and steer us, because we're here to bring more light into the world. And all we are is we're here to help one another. But I'm hearing there's many beings who are just waiting to have access to you. And so here's my words of advice.
I mean, I already have that, you know, and I'm just like, how is that going to help me, or am I supposed to continue on a different path? I already see the beings. I mean, I've always had that around me. I don't know if I'm going to a different level.
Yes.
Because I keep hearing travel with you, so it's not literal.
Yeah.
You're traveling through the ethers.
Oh, yeah.
Like huge.
You're in a really cool space right now. cool space.
Pay attention, especially this weekend, pay attention to your dreams and the messages you're going to be receiving.
Yes.
Because you're going to be getting a lot of answers.
Yep. But make sure before you go anywhere with anyone that you're saying, you set the command that they have to present themselves in divine truth and transparency, and they have to show you their true colors. And dark energy will sit here and hesitate, and you'll have that, then you know you're not going anywhere with that energy
right.
that's coming at you. And then if it's light, then it's like, okay, what is this about? And they need to give you a little heads up on, we want to do this with you. So then it's up to you. So it's about being accountable and responsible for who's coming in so they don't have access to your light. You want only that which is 100% of the light
to work
with.
I've had a lot of very unusual, I think you're right on, because I've had so many unusual things, but I mean, I've always had it, but now it just seems like it's so much more, and it's like overwhelming for me, but, you know, I'm still light about it. Now I see blue light, like blue purple, you know? Sometimes I'm just walking around, and I see that all the time. And people come to me, like, want to come to me for answers.
Yes.
So do you, when you saw me traveling, you don't see me physically moving from my location. I'm wondering if the place of where I am or the person of who I'm with, is this part of, I know it's part of the journey, but is this the right person for me to be with?
As soon as I heard, as soon as you said it, I heard no. Yes. No.
I know. Oh, my God. Why, we all know the answers, but we don't like it.
I know, and we don't like it, but you just had your validation. You already knew it. Again, you know, free will comes in, and you can stay in it. But it's like a lot of people can hinder us. And, it, you know, you end it amicably. And then you grow, and again, that which is supposed to be with us, it's going to come back together, and that which doesn't, it falls away.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say, Marie?
It still keeps coming with me.
Traveling.
Pardon me?
Oh, you see me traveling? Is that what you said? I'm sorry, I heard.
Well, I am. I've been getting traveling the whole time, but I know you're traveling etherically, a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting more of the spiritual traveling.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You're advancing, you're moving up, not just a level, you're moving up levels. And so when you go through that, that is a really, it's a really critical time, it's a really crucial time, because you need to really be there for yourself. And it's about being accountable and responsible for yourself and not anybody else, or and getting out of that you have obligations to anything or anyone. So it's really big, the stuff that you're going to be going through, because you're going to get a lot of answers. And it feels like you're going to be really tuning in with your soul purpose. So that's really cool, because a lot of us are trying to figure it out. You're going to gain more clarity by the sound of it. So you're going to gain more clarity.
Right, this I feel. Oh, that's so nice. And now will I be doing this as my life purpose then?
Yes.
You guys are so nice. Yeah, I know.
Yep.
I think, okay, so then what I was doing will shift in career. Is that, or maybe I still will be doing the other thing, and then towards the spirituality is what my mission in life is for, right?
Exactly. Yep. A lot of us have to maintain a regular job just to pay our bills. And then, you know, still working on our spiritual purpose. We have some years before we as a whole humanity are going to be in the place that we need to be, to where we can manifest at a quicker and rapid rate. Because what we don't realize, we have every month the energy is amplifying. It's amplifying and amplifying. So if you don't do our, if we're not doing our work internally as well as etherically, well, then you know what? You're going to be... You're stuck, stale, and stagnant. If you choose to be stuck, stale, and stagnant, this is how people are phasing out. So just so you know, don't get disappointed if you end up having to do whatever you have to do to bring the money and to pay the bills. It's not going to stop you from doing your other work, etherically, spiritually, because sooner or later, the day is going to come that we're living that moment. We just have to be in the, I know it's coming. I know it's coming. I know it's here. And visualize that you're already doing it, whether or not you're actually really physically doing it. And you'll be amazed at how you manifest it a lot quicker and easier.
Yeah,
but you're in a
really
cool space. Keep it up.
Oh, wow. That's nice. So will I be successful in this area?
Yeah.
I mean, they pay me very well. I can't complain. But I didn't know whether or not I should continue to go in that direction.
Oh, yeah.
So
keep it up.
Yeah?
I'm hearing two thumbs up. Keep it up. Very proud of you, very proud of you. So sit back and look at where you started and where you're at now so that you know how far you've come. I'm hearing that message for me, too.
Oh.
So good luck to you, and keep us updated.
Okay. Thank you, the both of you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we've got a couple more callers left. Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
this is Chelsea.
Chelsea, do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. Can you tell me, what do you see for my husband and I? Or feel? That's a better word.
Are you looking at divorce? That's the first word that I heard. Are you looking at divorce?
Yes.
It's very, very strong, and I'm hearing... Yes, even though, you know, you go through the emotions of it, but
mm-hmm.
it's for the highest and best good. It's for your highest and best good, no matter how painful
oh, wow.
it might be. But again, here's where they're saying season, reason, and lifetime. Look at what
mm-hmm.
you've learned from it so you can bring that in and really,
mm-hmm.
And it's not saying another relationship because you're not going to get out of one to go into another one,
mm-hmm.
but it's
right.
it looks like you're phasing out of this one, and it's
because mm-hmm.
you're in a really, believe it or not, for you at this space right now, your energy is very uplifting right now. I would have expected
yeah.
it to be, you know, heavier. So you're in a really good space with it, but still, it's not easy, you know, to go through what you're going through right now. But,
no, I just, I want to help him so badly.
Here's accountability and responsibility. You're not responsible for him or accountable for him. You do
right.
your work. You're
right.
able to hold the space for him. Then it's up to him whether or not he's going to do the next move. But you love him. You love him unconditionally.
I do.
But that doesn't mean
I do.
You have to stay in it with him. That's his choice.
Yeah, I've
right.
heard that your lessons have been learned already.
Yes. And I'm also hearing there was some karma stuff to it, and it's completed right now. It's completed. It was a past lifetime thing you guys had to work out, and I'm hearing this completion on it. That relationship
mm-hmm.
is completed.
How do you feel that he will come through this?
Well, I feel he's going to struggle with it,
yeah.
But that is his journey.
Right.
That he has signed up to go through.
Yeah.
And you have to let him complete his journey how he's supposed to.
Is there drug and alcohol that is in the picture here that you know of?
Not that I know of.
However, when they're saying drugs and alcohol, I'm going, alcohol is a drug. So
right.
I'm hearing that there's an issue that's going on there with that, to the extent of what? Because I'm going,
I'm also picking up depression.
Uh-huh.
And,
very, 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 yes, much depression
yeah.
on his side, yes.
Yeah. But there's definitely self-medication, but to the extent of what it, and it feels like it's hidden, so that means he's in a different space, but boy, it's really stepping back and out of it and recognizing that's a tornado right there. And you
yeah.
want to get involved in it any more than what you already are. But
right.
it has to do with you're not responsible or accountable for him, but I know it's easier said than done.
And what I'm seeing is just, you know, you guys were finishing up whatever you had to from the past life, but it's almost
mm-hmm.
like you've stood up and your wings have unfolded.
Yes.
And
yeah.
you have graduated, so to speak. And now
yeah.
you can lovingly let him go because you are moving on to the next phase of your life, and he has to move on to his phase on his own. It's important
right.
for his. It's important for his soul.
And you know, and I know you don't want to hear this, but either we, every single one of us, are working with ourselves on a soul level, because that's what this new humanity that we're coming into, this whole world is changing. That we become
right.
more heart focused. But he's not living from his heart. He's living
I
from
know.
The ego. So he chooses to be in that struggle. And I'll tell you
I
right
know.
Now, being in the business as a counselor, you can't change anybody. It's an internal decision that people make of
oh, I know.
Either I'm going to stay in that ego stuff, and the ego
I
really
know.
Has its nails in him. But that's where a lot of us, I mean, we're in that right now as a society. There's war going on, so we have that lower energy. So it's live from your heart.
It's hard when you love someone. So
I know. That's what I said. I can
struggle.
Imagine if she were the other foot for me, I'd be going, yeah, whatever, Beth and Marie and Caesar. But it's
I know everything you're saying, and I felt it. I just, I needed to hear that from someone else that feels and sees that as strongly as I do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And just know you're not a bad person. You're not giving up. You're
absolutely
not giving up.
Not.
But you're not responsible or accountable. He has to make choices differently.
And sometimes when we let someone go with a lot of unconditional love, that's the best thing we can do for that person. And that makes you a fantastic person. So do not doubt your decision. Do not feel like, oh, my God, this is horrible. No, absolutely not. You're letting him go with love, and that's the best thing that you can do.
Okay.
He's not going to change because you didn't love him enough or that you do this. This is, I mean, and depression is it's a big deal, but only he can do what he needs to do, you know, and I'm not saying medication, but it's like it's living a completely different life, but you have to be able to recognize symptoms. You have to be able to do things. You have to sit here when your ego's going, just go into bed and really continue to think those icky, mucky, yucky thoughts. But having that one little bit of fire that's in you that says, get your butt up out of bed and go stand outside, go be with the trees, go to a zoo, you know, go be amongst people. But we can't make anybody do that. It's something that they have to do within because you'll exhaust yourself. You already have.
Oh, yeah. I have.
Yep.
Yeah, I have. What do you... do you feel for, I mean, I haven't worked myself for, I've worked, just not for money. What do you feel me doing, you know, to support myself?
Do you enjoy writing?
I do, just... I guess I should say writing when I get messages and from my guides and spirit.
Yep. I'm hearing to continue journaling, and I'm hearing there's a book there. But, again, that's not going to help you down the road as you're going, well, if I'm going to go on my own, I have to be able to sit here and have supplemental income.
Are you interested in counseling at all?
Oh, yes.
Because that's what I heard for you is counseling, so getting into the counseling field.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you do that, just because I'm in the field, get licensed. Get licensed.
Get licensed, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you can do a licensed marriage and family therapy, that's your best bet. That's my advice that I'd give to everybody. If I had to do it over again, I would have done that. So do that and you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
All right.
But get licensed. Because your ultimate goal can be a private practice.
Okay.
But so you're looking at schooling. But you'll be fine. I'm hearing things are going to be fine for you. Mm-hmm. So find that school. Okay. You have stuff to do. You're going to be busy with school. But you're going to love it. It's going to open up your world to a new world.
Okay.
And just know everything's going to be fine. You're moving on to the next part of your life.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you both so very much.
You're welcome. Good
you're
luck
welcome.
To you.
Good luck and have a great weekend, and thanks for calling.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, boy, thank you to all the callers. I'm glad
thank
that we
you.
Were able to make it through. And I know this Tuesday, I actually have a commitment, so I won't be able to do a show unless Beth wants to do one.
I'm going to be taking a break. But also, Marie and I haven't discussed this yet. We are, again, going to have to change the time on Fridays because I have to work. And so it's like I would be rushing in here towards the end all the time. Well, as a matter of fact, there are some Fridays I wouldn't even be able to be here. So I think we're probably aiming for possibly
3 o'clock
on Fridays because that would be safe. So I'd be back from work at that time. Mm-hmm. So just to let you know, that will be changing as of next Friday, 3 p.m.
And also, I mean, we've also talked, you know, we did readings on Tuesday, and that was a really good show. So we may possibly start doing this twice a week.
Yeah.
So if we'd love to hear feedback, if you could jump on our Facebook page and let us know if you would like that or if you still want us to do different topics, We'd love to get your feedback on that.
Well, I think we can do phone in. We can do phone in Fridays, phone in Tuesdays also, and then do other shows. But I think just right now we're both being guided because of the energies right now. It's mm-hmm. just sanity purposes to be able to help people out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it would be a permanent thing, but we're going to try that. So I would say next Tuesday we're going to take a break just because I need a break. I do need a break. I'm going through my own stuff, and my guides are going, Beth, you need to do for you. So, and Marie's not going to be available, so we will not have a show on Tuesday, but we will next Friday, and it will be at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, yep.
So love and light to all of you. Hang in there. Remember to breathe in and out. Step outside on the grass. And you're going to be fine.
Absolutely. We will catch you next Friday. Have a great week.
Adios.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.